everything I've seen lately is right around 5. And I agree with all of you that there needs to be some type of a fair and reasonable established rate. And well, we ought to do a, we could do that as part of a written contract, but we then ought to pass a resolution establishing that as part of the statute, so that it's on available and it's not,
it wouldn't be considered,
not applied differently between individuals.
Yeah, it would remove the arbitrary and capricious argument.
That's exactly the very word I typed into the letter I'm just sending to these people.
So to answer your question, as far as the percentage rate?
I think somewhere, like you said, between 3 and 5 is more than reasonable.
I don't have strong feelings one way or the other.
I'd be good with 3% to show it, but if you guys want it different.
That's fine.
So is it, it's not an item on the agenda, is it?
It'd be an administrative discussion relative to that letter.
Yeah.
Right?
Ken? Right. And then what we ought to do is
formalize it.
Is put it on the agenda as a resolution so that you guys can vote on it. And I'll just put it, I won't set it specifically as at 3%, but tell them that there is an interest rate that would apply to extending it out over a 3-year period. And the commissioners have discussed that, and we're putting it on for a resolution.
Okay. How long do you need for it to be come on as a resolution?
14 days, Brian.
I don't know. I'd have to look.
It's either 10 or 14 is what the statute is. I need to look, too.
Well, even if we go with the 14 days.
We never advertise all our other resolutions 14 days.
What do we do normally?
I don't.
24-day hours notice?
Yeah, I don't know that. I'm not aware of a state.
Okay, I'm
public information.
We can put it on for next week. I'll send over the resolution to Brian.
Let's do that so that we're.
Yeah.
If that works for you that quickly, let's do that so that we're not playing catch up too long, because I think he's getting pretty close to where he wants to try and get a hookup, and I'd rather be ahead of the game than we have.
He's already reached out to the treasurer's office so that he can make that payment. Marjorie wanted to know what we needed, and I told her we needed a written agreement. If he wants to pay it all, it's $4,000.
Yeah.
That was established in 2019. And just for the commissioner's edification, I went back and researched this. The last time we established the connection fee was 2003, so we have not raised it since 2003. So any kind of arbitrary and capricious kind of goes out the window.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Kent.
Thank you.
And then just my comment to him was, if he wanted his water hooked up because of his needs, it wouldn't remove his ability to contest that Dave McDonald brought, but he'd have to start, if he's waiting, if he wants to contest it, it'll be on him. If he wants to contest it prior to the hookup, and that would just delay his hookup. He could still sign up and contest it, right?
Right.
And so I wouldn't be surprised if that doesn't still occur, but in terms of trying to accommodate the hookup and all the legalities that go with that as well, I didn't want to be in a liable stage of him.
We want to minimize his damages.
Yes.
And so we can offer that to him, and then if he can pay it, or if he wants to contest it, I will send him the code that sets up the appeal process.
Okay.
I'm trying to basically lay out the paperwork so that when one looks at it, they'll realize that, one, it's not arbitrary and capricious, and all our ducks are already in a row.
Thank you.
Okay, any calendar to talk about today?
I'll be going down tomorrow night to the legislature, and I'll hit the UAC meetings on Thursday, and as well as the public lands group at Friday morning at 7, or whatever it's called. What's it called? The 7 o'clock in the morning. Cowboy caucus.
Yeah. Rural caucus.
Rural caucus.
Okay. When was the rural day on the Hill? County day on the Hill?
24th of September. January.
Okay.
And I can't, what day of the week is that, though?
It's like a Thursday, I think. Is it? Wednesday or Thursday?
24th is a Tuesday. Oh, that's a 23 calendar. Bad idea.
The 24th is a Wednesday.
We need another calendar from James. It's a what?
Wednesday. You haven't heard any more from Lori about the jail stuff that she was working on, Lori Haslam?
No, she was they were having like a advisory meeting as to what each of the counties needed. So I got her that information so she can take it to their administrative meeting and find out if there's anything that can be done.
Good.
They both seemed very willing to try and help come up with some type of a solution for that.
Okay, very good. Is there any opposition to taking a short recess before we jump into policy and legislation? Yep. Hearing none, we'll take a short recess.